2020 is a bit tough. Don't worry, us too. We're Charlotte and Leanne, two New York transplants trying to navigate the city and all the lessons thrown our way.
We're tackling topics covering this weird transitional time when New York's shine has worn off, but your roots here have become deeper than ever. Grab a gimlet and join the conversation.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Gimlet Gals. We're so excited because we have the one, the only MJ Snyder. Woo! Welcome to Gimlet Gals.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, this is so exciting.
We're pumped because this worked out perfectly. You're already visiting New York.
Yes.
We slotted you in. We're going
to
make it work.
Had to see the Gimlet Gals. Like, was not going to miss this opportunity.
No. This is huge.
We are great. We're like a monument of New York City now, right? There's Times Square, Statue of Liberty, Gimlet Gals.
We're literally, we're within the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
I know. That's why we're here.
Everybody swing by when you're in town.
Exactly. So I feel like people will mainly know you from Matt James' season of The Bachelor, right. But we know you because of we went to Ohio State together.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. We were just laughing because we were all the same major and minor.
Right? Yeah.
Shout out
on the count of three. Let's say it all together.
Okay.
One, two.
What are we saying?
What major were you? You would say. Okay, on three.
One, two, three.
Stratcom
with a fashion minor.
That's so embarrassing.
It's like a hot girl major.
It's for the girly pops. We were all like, you know, I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't go to the library once. Like, I didn't. Like, why would I? I knew how to study. I could get it done. And we did great. And I succeeded. Yeah. And guess what? That major was fantastic. And I use it. Like, I use it. Use it for PR. Use it for social media. You're using it right now. Mm-hmm. So I say we have life skills. Stratcom prepares you for life. My crisis comm class was the best class I've ever taken in my life. Take that and apply it to everything you've ever done in your life. You're like, I pulled something from that class.
It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. And I like that the fashion minor was more like business of fashion, not like
it was
fashion design.
Because there was another one.
Right.
That you could pick and it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we obviously really want to talk about career and kind of like where you're at. But we have to start with our peak and our pit. So would you like to kick us off with your peak and pit?
So obviously, I think my peak would be being in New York City this week. I've done so many amazing things. But I think the coolest thing that happened to me this week is so I was at my favorite restaurant, which is Nobu. We're at the one downtown. And I'm like the last one there. And we're walking out. And there's one other table. Not paying attention because I think in New York, you just like sometimes forget to look around. Like everything around you. Like you just don't even think that.
Yeah.
And also, that's the way you should be. But there was like a whole table and they're all speaking Spanish. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. But it was J Balvin. I was like literally the biggest entertainer in the world. But the restaurant shut down. So they were just waiting to like get us out. But I didn't even care. I was like, oh, that's so – he's just a normal dude having Nobu on Nobu on Sunday. Nux, bro. Same Z. Right. He's like hanging out with – I was like, hey.
That is so sick.
And I guess my pit would be – I'm in shock at – the nudity and like the homeless population right now, like they're wild now. Maybe it's because it was 75, but this man had no pants on and he was like whipping his pants around. I was trying to get my Uber. I was like, this is not real. Like, it's like we're at a Pittsburgh Steelers game. He's got his towel. Like, I was like, your pants are off.
Literally.
No one can stop him. Like,
the nudity, I feel like, is new here.
The nudity?
I've seen it like more. I have seen it. I didn't see it when I first moved here a lot.
Oh my God.
But I've seen it a lot in the last couple of years.
I just remember commuting to work and I'm like, I don't need to see a dick before 7 a.m. I'm so good, sir. Like,
no homeless dicks. That's like, we want to avoid that. Like, no thanks.
Like a softie too. Like, I don't want to see
a softie.
Okay. We're.
Oh, that was my God.
I guess it was like, it was just the shock of like, oh, whoa. Like,
you're in New York.
You're in New York. Good morning, New York City, baby.
Also, like, I was like, no gorgeous pants. Stuff is like shattered for a minute. And you're just like, wait, reality.
Right. It's a whole New York experience.
You see like a fashion girl walking down the street and a finance bro and then a homeless dude with no pants on. Like, welcome to New York.
It's all about balance.
Yeah.
Yep. What about you, Lee? What's your peak and pit?
Peak was I treated myself and got a cleaning service.
Oh,
it was unreal. Absolutely amazing. Literally $100. She was there with someone else for 2.5 hours. So that's basically like 5 hours of work, you know, two people.
Right.
And it was just amazing because I, you know, wasn't able to like clean like I wanted to on crutches, but that was great. And then my pit is I honestly just like got in the hole of binging Love is Blind. It's just like trash. It's like such trash TV. I honestly ended really – I don't even like how it ended. But I was too far in. I had to keep going and just be like, let's get this over with. But
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch them?
Yeah.
Okay.
The finale comes out tomorrow. Well, by the time this episode goes live, it'll already be out. But yeah.
Okay. So I do have more to watch. All right.
Yeah.
I like checked out of that after season one. I watched it during quarantine and then I checked out.
It's
a weird concept.
It's really weird.
It is cringe.
It is cringe.
I can't imagine being a part of that human experiment. Like, I've already had my fair share of that. And I'm like, no, thanks.
I honestly don't get it because
it's wild.
I don't actually like how they only follow the three couples or whatever. I want to see what the other people
are. Any of the couples still together?
Maybe.
Like, do they stay together? Is there anything historically they say?
Leanne, there's more than three couples. There's like six. Are you watching the right show?
Season three.
Yeah, there's like a lot of couples.
There's like three couples.
No, there's not.
Maybe am I skipping around?
Yeah, I think you're zoning out.
I don't know.
There's like so many couples.
I'm stressed. There's like four.
There's not, but okay.
I couldn't keep track of this. God.
Am I watching the wrong show? I'm scared, actually. All right, well, that was my pit.
Nice.
So,
okay. Someone's here to binge watch.
Okay. My peak is that I've had really weird luck recently. Like a lot of good luck.
Good.
Like, for example, I bought a workout set from Aloe online and they sent me like two of everything. So I I got a set for free because I like returned the one I paid for. Maybe that's bad, but like that never happens.
Yeah. Right. I say you take that.
I'll take that.
Absolutely take it.
I went and like got a dress altered and I go and I see Lumi all the time and he's like, just take it. It's for free. Like he altered a whole dress for me for free. And I was like, I don't deserve this. Like,
oh my God.
That was nice of you. Like, weird good luck things keep happening. Yeah. And so we're leaning into the good luck.
Oh, that's great. Of course. Accept that good energy. Keep running with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think because it's almost Sag season.
It is true. But don't you believe that, like, when things happen, good things are happening, it's almost like you've always been good to these people, or you just like it just happened that way? Don't you agree? Like, sometimes you're like, it all happens in coincidence, but you're always a good person. You've been good to this person.
Like I put in, you put in the work.
Right. Like I already put like the good out. Now it's coming
exactly.
back. I like that. I believe in that. And then my pit is that Meredith, you and her sister Ellen sat next to my dream man at Carbone, Daniel Ricciardo.
I had no idea who this guy was.
When Ellen texted me, I almost peed. Like, I know my time is coming. Like,
yeah.
I was telling her, like, I know I will meet him when the time is right because he was with his girlfriend and, like, he was with friends. And, like, you guys, like, it wasn't, like, an approachable situation.
I would never approach someone at Carbone. That would be, like, social suicide. I would never do it. Yeah. Like, don't do that, Charlotte. Like, sorry,
God. Thank God I wasn't there.
Like, make it a hot take. Social suicide. Do not approach anyone at Carbone. That is, Bible, the worst thing you can do. Don't ask for a selfie either. That's terrible. No.
Horrible. So I just
Charlotte would have been in there.
Oh, yeah. But with my good luck, I would have. With my good luck, I'm putting in the universe that him and I are going to meet, and it's going to be the perfect time, and he's going to be alone, and I'm going to be alone, and no one's around, and it's going to be like a rainy day in Soho, and we're going to fall in love.
He lives in the area?
No, he's Australian.
Oh, jeez.
And he's a Formula One driver.
You were so specific about Soho.
I'm manifesting it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
I can see that.
Yeah. So anyways,
he's going to have to be in Soho at some point, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm rooting for you. I am. I think that's great.
Thank you.
I didn't even care though. Like, I was like, I've seen that guy's face before, but I don't care. Sometimes you just don't know how you've seen people. Like,
I would throw up. I would throw up spicy rigatoni everywhere. I would throw up.
See, where was this when I was talking about me wanting to puke because of Post Malone? You were like, I've never felt that way. Here you are. Like,
you lose sleep over Post Malone.
I do.
I don't lose sleep over Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay.
Okay. Should we talk about like celebrity? Like, okay, this is a great... Okay, do you feel attachment to these people you do not know?
Yes,
like, you 100%. Feel like you know him.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you feel like you know Daniel Ricciardo?
No. No.
You don't have attachment to him at all? Like, you know him?
No, I think he's hot, and I think we'd be friends, but, like, that's about it.
But you believe you have, like, a connection with Post Malone via, like, social media and following him.
I know so much of what he enjoys and what he likes and his vibe and where he's from and his parents and his upbringing. But, like, I just know that, like, we have a lot in common. Like, 100%. Like, that's a no-brainer. But I've always felt that way about celebrities.
You've never met him before, right?
But I know. Like, it's not that hard.
So, Leanne,
it's not that hard. Like, you, Dallas, your dad's got a beard. My dad's, like, got a pickup truck like your dad.
Oh, my God, Leanne.
You know what I mean?
Both our dads wear a Carhartt. The AK by the transit property. So, like, we are soulmates.
At the end of the day, like, that's all you need.
Transit property. It's going to happen.
What's his Zodiac sign?
Blind.
He's a Cancer. Which I've always said I like, you know, at that summer babies. I do. I do. It's like the Cancers, Virgos, and Leos.
Water sign men scare me. I don't want them.
Avoid. So I'm dead.
So okay. he's baby.
He's baby.
He's baby.
He's literally.
Stay away from fire sign girl. Oh, are you a fire sign?
I am a fire sign.
She's Leo.
Oh yeah. My God. We're all fire signs then.
Oh my God.
We're on fire in this room.
That's why there's a lot of talking. Okay. Yeah.
So wait, that's why, great transition. Let's get into our episode because we can talk about Leanne's post-Malone attachment for a long
stop
time.
Stop me while you
that's
can.
That's so funny.
But
it's going to happen, Leanne. I feel it.
Thank you.
It is. So I kind of, you know, people know that like our podcast is a lot of the overarching theme of your life path is not conventional and it's better that way. And everything happens for a reason and season, reason, lifetime, lesson, it's all there. So obviously we met you at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. You were the girl that started her own spray tan business. You know, like you were that entrepreneur.
I was that, like, girl. That so much.
You were that girl. You were like,
I was the spray tan girl.
I have an idea. I'm going to run with it.
That was the best thing on earth was that business.
The mobile spray tan. I think I was one of the first girls to do it. I think girls now do it because it's such a good business.
You did incredibly at it. And it was amazing. Yeah. That was the best summer of my life.
Oh my God. Because I brought it here to New York.
That was the
best
summer of my life. $20 spray tans as whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it's at whenever you need it. And here's the thing is I always say to girls that are struggling, I'm like, usually the answer is in your daily routine. Mm. Like I was just like, we were all struggling to go get spray tans. And I was like, oh my God, this would just be so much nicer. Or if someone just did it at our house. Okay, well, don't wait for it. You just do it. And that's what I say to anyone. I'm like, if you see a problem, you have to fix it. Like, that's the only way to get ahead. That's the only way to be proactive with your life. If you don't like something, you're going to have to be the one to do it.
Yes.
And just take action. Yes. Action is the, like, biggest thing people miss. They're like, they have an idea. They see it. They visualize it, but they can't act on it. Like, always act on anything you want.
Yeah. We were just saying in our last episode, like, even just us revamping the podcast, like, if you wait till it's perfect, you'll never do it.
Exactly. It's a learning process.
Yeah. So, I mean, you did that. You went to cosmetology school.
Right.
You were doing all of your hair stuff, which was incredible. Pandemic hits. You're like, I'm going to go on The Bachelor.
No, I didn't, like, have that in mind. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go on The Bachelor. Like, I jokingly said, someone's like, oh, you graduated from college. What do you do? I'm like, I don't know. I guess you, like, go on The Bachelor or something now. But that was, like, a year. And I didn't go on. But I went to cosmetology school when after we graduated from Ohio State because I worked PR. I was working as a fashion intern for Brandon Maxwell. I did Fashion Week. I was still doing spray tans because I was an unpaid intern. I had no money. And I was trying to find a way to make money but also be tan and convenient. Like, I wasn't hustling anyone. I was just like, oh, we all work all day. Like, spray tan booth is up from 7 to 9:30 p.m. or 10 on Thursday night. Like, come over and just drop your money so we can keep buying product. Like, you know, see you next week.
Right.
Come again.
Right.
And I really liked it. And working for someone else, you learn a lot. And I saw the hair and makeup people coming for Fashion Week. And I was exhausted. PR. And that's the thing. If you work in the fashion industry, you know how hard it is. So shout out to all the art. You know, it's not fun. Like, it's really hard work. Like, I did not sleep at all. So I really always saw people in my life running businesses, and I didn't think my spray tan thing was going to be a business. But when I brought it back to school, it was still a big hit. So I was like, you know, I'm not seeing any corporate jobs I like. I had a complete meltdown because I didn't want to come back to New York. And I was like, wait, I'm a senior, and now I don't want to work in fashion. I don't want to do PR. Like, what do I do? You have that moment. And I think we don't talk about it enough. We're like, you pick a major when you're 18, or maybe you switch, but it's okay to change your mind. Right?
Totally. Yes.
You just have to make a decision. My mom's like, just make a plan. Don't have anxiety. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a really good tactic to alleviate any anxiety at 20 something. Like, just make a plan and you adjust accordingly. Mm-hmm. So I signed up for cosmetology school because I knew nothing about beauty industry. And I wanted to have that license so that I knew what I was talking about when someone asks you something.
That's
like,
so
if you're going to own the restaurant, you better wash dishes. Like, you better know everything.
Mm. That's right.
So that's where we went. And then as I was finishing up, the pandemic hits. Like, I'm almost done. And so my friends are losing their jobs because we were graduating 2019.
Oh my God.
And so half of my friends are losing jobs, getting laid off. People are now going to get trades or going to learn things. And I think that's important. Like, going through university, you get all these great life skills. You learn how to, you know, you build your network. You figure out how to survive and be an adult. But sometimes we don't come out with a skill unless you're a nurse, teacher, a lot of these things. So,
yeah.
But it's been a crazy ride. But I had that skill. So I finished, but every salon was shut down. We all know how hard it was for, like, businesses to stay open and no one was hiring.
Mm-mm.
So we're sitting there and I'm like,
yeah,
okay, no one's hiring me. I have a skill and none of my friends. Like, what are we doing? So completely honest, I was doing people's hair, like, at home. Like, I was doing house calls and I started to really like it. So I started my next business, which was, like, house calls. I was doing hair at people's houses and everyone was coming to me, which really is a great model. Like, I didn't have to work in a salon, which I enjoyed. And, you know, things were still crazy. And I think we all were like, is there a light at the end of this tunnel with COVID? Mm-hmm. And went through a horrible breakup. Like, your girl God was sitting with her dog the whole pandemic crying. And, but it's okay. Right. So I think that was a really good reset button for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And I just saw like an opportunity to maybe get out of my house and date a guy who I thought was cute. Like the most innocent form of like, oh, he's cute. Like, why should I just went through a horrible breakup. I'm working for myself. Like, what do I have to lose?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing I say. Like, what do you have to lose always? Like, yeah. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? And being 20, I was 23. That was 23 is rough.
23 is crazy.
23 is
like,
it's a, such we an were just saying. Age.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's the line in the song. No one likes you when you're 23. Like, yes. I don't even like myself at 23.
I didn't have
like,
anything to better do at 23 yeah. besides go on like a dating show.
Right.
But and now we're here. Like now well, we're exactly. here.
Yeah. Well, and
I, that's but I work in social media. So I went back to working in like my major. So I was a comm major. Mm-hmm. We did social media, but like I full circle, I'm back to working here.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, exactly. And I think like that chapter after the show is like what we're interested in, like picking your brain about, because I feel like a lot of people think like, oh, that was the peak. Like,
no,
I'm not going like, to get bigger than this. No one's going to know me or more like than this. People
I think a lot are like, oh, you're set. Like,
oh, right.
A lot of people think that.
No,
a lot just, of people think that.
Yeah. So obviously,
it changes your life for sure. Like my life is not the same as it was before.
Right.
But that's why you take risks. Like you have to become uncomfortable. That's why you move to a new city when you're 23. You have to move out of the house or take mm-hmm. the job that, you know, you feel maybe you're underqualified for. You should always apply for it. Because I think girls, we don't apply for things we believe we're underqualified for, but men do it all the time. So like, yes. just go for it. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen.
No, that's so true.
Supply, your chances go up. I didn't think I would get on. I applied. I got on 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. Do you like regret anything? Do you regret any decisions? Would you do anything differently?
No, I think that's like one of the biggest things I tell people in their 20s, because people say like, oh, do you regret anything? Never. The only regret you would have is not doing it. And the only mm-hmm. regret you would ever have is saying, oh, I wonder what that would have been like. Because mm-hmm. you learn so much. Trust me. Everything's gone up. I work in social media now. I am doing digital marketing for a private jet company. Mm-hmm. We're also in sales. There's just a lot of things that come up. Like social media is great, but I always felt like I needed to do something else too yeah. on top of it, of just course. To balance.
But also yeah. like,
but like always go for it. No, like
yeah.
that's the thing I laugh. Like I, maybe that's not my personality, but I can laugh, not laugh anything off. You can always take time, like take care of your mental, but mm-hmm. going for it's going to be regret like mm-hmm. any day of the week. Right. The what ifs in your life is what's going to haunt you when you're 40. Not, oh yeah like, I did that, I was a hot mess, but like here we are, like no, like we're great. We're well, still yeah. standing. You're like your skin just gets thicker.
100%.
Exactly. No, and it's like as you're going along, like you're picking up these lessons from everything that mm-hmm. you've done. And you know, MJ Hair Studios, like
yeah.
also that business of you doing that and like those hair clips and hair accessories, right. like I think like your resilience and your ability to kind of be flexible mm-hmm. and rebound is like such a beautiful and great quality.
Thanks.
Because
yeah,
I
we try.
But oh it's a perfect example to people of like, try. Like
just
why
try.
Not?
You have nothing to lose.
No.
Seriously.
The only people that are judging you are people that haven't done it. Like yes, you will always find that the so people true. That have done it and gone through it are always going to encourage you. That's why you can't like listen to everyone's opinion. Mm-mm. If you wouldn't take advice from them, do not take their criticism. Do not be like, they're like, what are you doing? You're like,
why yeah. do you care?
Not even that. If someone's asking, what are you doing or why are you doing that? They're going to ask you how you did it soon. Like, I promise.
Ooh, I like ooh, that.
Yeah, it's true, though. They're like, how'd so you do real. That? It's okay. Like, it's okay. People just don't know any better.
Right.
And you have to have forgiveness for that.
Definitely.
Well, that kind of goes into, like, you know, your influencing as well now. Mm-hmm. And, like,
totally.
What are with these people that just troll on the internet?
I'm oh, so I don't curious. Know what yeah. I would love to meet. I would love to know who a troll is in real life, because I'm like, what happened? Like, I didn't do it to you. Yeah. Like, people are angry on the internet.
You know, it's always crazy. Like the 13-year-old with no profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of it is children.
Really?
A lot of it is.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of like, these, like moms that come at me.
Oh,
I'm like, really? Better? You have a Bible verse in your bio. Ooh. I see you. Like, don't, yeah. like, you know, that's yeah. literally, it makes me laugh, because if people, like, I respect people. I'm like, say it with your chest. Like, say it with your profile picture. Say it with your name.
Yeah.
Then I respect it. But if you're coming at me with no profile picture, I'm like, You are the worst. Like, I have no respect for you.
Get a hobby.
And, like, we're seeing it right now. We're, like, Aaron Carter just, like, trolls, like, affect people. And I never talk about it. But, like, there were days where I just said, I'm not looking. Like, I'm not giving you any power. Like, I don't read comments. Because if I take the positive, that's still giving effect to me. Like, if you take positive comments, like, to heart, the negative ones have weight, too. So you're just, like, neutral. I'm like,
yeah.
If you love me, I don't care because you don't know me.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. But also to the person who's like giving me hate, I'm like, well, comment's a comment. Let's boost up the activity. Like, I don't like equal. It's like it's equal on that field.
How do you how would you even if you're not going to look at them, like, would you be able to, is there a way to like get rid of them from popping up so much or just you turn off your notifications?
No. Oh,
like,
I don't.
How do you even just like create that?
Well, barrier? I think honestly, like in life, like you always have to like take a step away from work. If you're going to have to set your notifications to, I'm done taking emails after 8 o'clock. I'm not going to look at Instagram after 9 because you have to decompress. You have to go to bed. Yeah. But Instagram and social media has been a fantastic tool for our generation. Yeah. It's just we have to take it in moderation. We don't know what we're doing with it. It's the Wild West. Mm-hmm. You're like, no one knows what the internet is still. Like, if you think about it, I had to take a huge break because I was like, oh my gosh, I have been on social media since I was 15, like a decade. Yeah. I was like, why do I not care anymore? Like, I just stopped caring.
We're numb.
And you don't even feel the need. Like, why do we have to go on and explain to people we're taking a break?
That and, yeah, right, and respond to trolls. The only time I've, like, had to deal with hate on the internet is when I had my foster puppy and I posted a TikTok about it and it, like, blew up.
Okay, yeah.
And I was oh, this puppy's for adoption. It got, like, tons of, like, hundreds and thousands of, like, likes and comments. It was amazing because I'm trying to get this puppy adopted.
Right.
And the hate comments I got of, like, your bed's too close to your furnace, or that it's plant random. In the background, you're going to kill the dog if it eats the plant. And I was like, what the fuck?
Always. How did it make you feel?
Horrific.
You have like the fight or flight, right?
Yes.
It's a fight or flight. You're like, wait,
yeah,
this person's in a phone. Like, you could chuck your phone out the window and they're not there anymore. It's weird.
It's like, fuck you guys.
Literally.
Like, yeah. The first one was funny. The first one was like, I'd rather be in a shelter than live in FIDI.
Yeah.
Which was funny.
That was kind of funny. You're like, okay, valid.
Right. Like, that one was funny. Like, I could laugh that off. But then, by like number two, number three, I was like, whew. So that's a lot. Yeah. But.
Well, it comes with any territory. Influencing is great because you're like, we're seeing now more female entrepreneurs are building their own brands.
Yeah.
And I think if it wasn't a female dominated industry, people wouldn't look at it. Like, influencing is a lucrative business. Like, there are girls like getting their bag every day. Yeah. Like, I'm here for that. Like, let's cheer for the girls who are, like, getting their bag. Like, go, girl.
Yes.
But it is brutal. Like, but I think that's the thing you take. It's the good and the bad. No job is going to have absolutely everything perfect about it.
No.
Nothing in life. So we got to roll 100%. With it.
Yeah.
So, like, what are your biggest pros and cons of influencing then?
Influencing is amazing because you're your own boss. You can work with multiple brands. You can be creative. And sometimes that's the worst part about it. You're like, maybe I'm not a good boss. Like, I have to make sure I do my things. And like some of these brands, you're like
holding yourself accountable.
You're like, that hurt my feelings that we were just like talking for weeks and then you ghosted me. Like, that happens with brands. They'll just be like, yeah, sorry, budget got cut. And then you're like, rip your heart in half.
What did I do?
It's like the equivalent of like, how would that feel in the corporate world? You're like, were you supposed to get a raise or you're supposed to get a promotion and then someone else gets promoted? You're like,
oh, yeah. Heartbreaking.
On to the next. You can't like stop.
No.
Well, there's no HR to go to.
Exactly.
There's no, like, it's all the same positive and negative stuff without, like, the backbone of a company.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So. Has influencing ever felt like, I'm talking about, like, the business in general, but also your personal experience, like, ooh, this is, like, a little too powerful. This is, like, a little too much for me to handle full time.
I mean, I'm trying to think. The business of influencing.
Yeah.
It's all what you make it. Like, some people blow up on accident. Mm-hmm. It's all opportunity. It's what you make it. If you want it to consume your life, if you want to share everything, that would be a lot to have your family, your dating life, everything. But then some people are very specific about what they post, and I think they do great. So it's all balance.
Right.
Like, what do you want to give up? Well, I don't really even talk about, like, it's funny because you go on a dating show, but I never talk about dating on it.
That was my next question. Like, have you gone from changing what you share?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I never would post about my boyfriends ever. In high school, my first boyfriend had no Instagram. So we never put, like,
there was
nothing really to like have that attachment to, like, oh, my boyfriend. I don't think a boy's ever posted me on Instagram, if I'm being totally honest. And I have no attachment to it, which is fantastic for me. I look at it as like,
totally,
what validation has that ever brought? Because we all know Instagram's fake, right? Like,
it's not real.
Yeah. Like, so maybe if your boyfriend tells you he likes your dress in person, like, that's better than him commenting or something, you know, like, or your hair looks nice. Yeah. You're like, thanks for telling me in real life. Yeah. So,
right.
But I never
let go of that need of, like, that validation isn't even there. So it's like, you don't even, aren't even attached to it in your relationship.
Agreed. But it's anything you can keep private. Sometimes it's really cool because you're like, you don't even have to, people want to know what you're doing when you lay low. Like, it doesn't mean you're not doing anything. You're just laying low. Maybe you got to, having a little secret's kind of fun.
Supply and demand.
When you're like, who's she? Like, you don't know. Like, you're not going to know. You don't know. You won't know. But it would be interesting if I did talk about it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So to, like, wrap up this episode, what's next?
For business, for everything.
For everything. What's next for MJ?
Oh, this era we're in, I think this era for me is, I am in my professional girl era. I'm really excited about this business. I love the private aviation world. I work for a company now, Big Fly Private Jets, me and my partner. And it's really cool. Like, I also had to think to myself, like, do you want to be an influencer when you're 50? Like, what are you going to do full time?
So true.
So we are a private jet charter service. We're brokers, and it's really cool. I feel like it's, like, going to be the next Selling Sunset, if I'm being totally honest.
Really?
I think jets are cool. Jets are so cool. And it's not real estate, but it's sales, and I do all the digital marketing.
Wait, that's sick.
You know, I see it happening, and I'm so into it. I could talk about jets all the time.
Well, okay, so, I mean, do you know, like, literally, like, the nitty-gritty of, like, the plane? Or is
absolutely not. Okay. I'm still learning.
Yeah. Well, that's my question, because I was like, you probably, like, mainly what you're selling, right, is, like, the experience.
Right.
Because if I'm chartering a plane, I'm not going to be like, so how much gasoline does this thing take?
Well, it's, like, safety, like, numbers. It's all a numbers game. It's a hustle. Yeah. But, like, I've been a hustler since I was, like, 18. I'm doing spray tans. And now I'm just selling jets. Like,
yeah, you just, it's, like, just a
it's
bigger,
the next transition.
It's a bigger product this time.
Spray tans, hair accessories.
Jets.
Wait, spray tans, hair accessories, jets.
Jets.
We're here.
Listen, what if they approached you for, like, a Selling Sunset equivalent of
I would have to really look at a contract if I was ever going to do a TV show again, because those contracts are beefy, guys. Like, you mature when you read a contract like that. You're like, oh, boy. And I think people talk about it more.
Mm,
it's
totally.
Way people talk about it, how those contracts, they're, you grow up big time when you sign one of those away. I don't really need to go on TV ever again.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, a happy girl. Like, everything's great. And that's what you want. You're like, you take everything, you learn from it, you keep moving forward. No one's going to dwell on anything, but you keep going, and you keep going with your bad self, and all is well.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We got to end on that, because that's exactly
that's it. That's the tea.
Part two coming up.
Yeah.
Put your hoops in. You keep going. Everything's going to be fine.
Put your hoops in.
You're good.
It's not an MJ episode unless hoops are mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I didn't feel like myself the other day. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? I literally just put my hoops in and was, like, hungover all day.
And you're like, all right, now I'm good.
I didn't do anything besides that.
I'm dead.
Sweats and hoops. You're good.
All right. Well, signing off. MJ part one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Gimlet Gals. You can find our podcast on all major streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Stitcher.
Please subscribe and give us a follow at Gimlet Gals. Talk next week.